across Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
It's 5 o'clock and time for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. There's plenty ahead during the hour, including Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now, Jeff Ishii with On the Farm, and more. Let's get going with a ride to the American countryside.
There was no doubt the men assigned to this fort did not like it here. But exactly how far would they go to get free from this deadly place? The story is next on the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the 1720s, the British built Fort King George at the mouth of the Altamaha River. It proved to be an assignment soldiers did not want to receive.
They were men who were over 35 years old, which back then is fairly accomplished, maybe disabled, veterans of foreign campaigns. And within the first year, a lot of them perished from disease.
Alan Roski is the interpretive ranger at Fort King George. Soldiers succumbed to malaria and had few resources nearby.
And so they relied heavily on Charleston to give them their food and rations. And at some point in 1725, a mysterious fire broke out.
A British investigator was sent to the fort to determine what had happened.
And the captain at the time kind of pulled the investigator aside and said, "Hey, listen, I can't prove that the soldiers set fire to the fort, but while it was ablaze, they stood around doing nothing."
It was evident that occupying this fort was a lost cause. A mutiny was perhaps at hand. The conditions were simply intolerable.
We know of at least 140 some odd British soldiers who perished and are buried on our site in our site cemetery. And it was just an outpost where men knew that they would be sent to die.
While the fort was to be abandoned, this was still an important place. And the story of what it became is next time as we travel the countryside in Darien, Georgia. I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at monroetractor.com.
You get up early on snow days because snowed in is not an option. The Kubota snow lineup of compact tractors, RTVs, and versatile attachments are built to thrive in the winter. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $6,000.
Now through December 31st, you also go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs, located in Springville and North Java, or find us online at monroetractor.com.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Escalating U.S.-China tensions are threatening soybean demand just as farm finances are stretched. After Beijing tightened rare earth export controls on Friday, President Trump scrapped a planned meeting with President Xi and threatened an additional 100% tariff move that clouds near-term export prospects. The American Soybean Association's Caleb Ragland said farmers had hoped talks would reopen their single biggest market. Instead, uncertainty rising while China keeps diversifying purchases towards other regions. Analysts note Beijing is leveraging rare earth dominance and that a looming Supreme Court case on presidential tariff powers could reshape Washington's toolbox, adding a fresh policy wild card. Markets absorbing conflicting signals, however. Chinese exports and imports outside the U.S. remain resilient, suggesting any U.S. shortfall can be partly backfilled elsewhere. Leaves U.S. soybeans to compete harder on price, freight, and reliability. Well, Dr. Carl Zuloff of Ohio State University analyzed net storage returns since 1973. He finds cash storage that runs past June usually a loser as prices tend to fade into late summer. So storing corn and soybeans will only pay if it clears cost, and history says that's rare. For storage ending by June, average returns for both cash and futures hedged strategies really don't differ from zero. It means that they typically just cover interest and commercial storage fees. Even so, on-farm bins can still pencil a bit faster. Lower field loss, more flexible delivery basis choice, that's all part of it. Soybeans have shown somewhat better cash returns than corn, consistent with faster demand growth, while hedged storage's clear advantage is lower risk, especially beyond January. Seasonals, though, still matter. Prices often build from harvest in the late spring, but the edge commonly disappears after June, and most years don't reward one more month bets. Well, pricing signals only work when they reflect what packers can actually sell. Yet today's yield grade was built for 1960s cattle, not the heavier, trimmer animals our modern genetics produce. Dr. Jessica Lancaster says the industry's Red Meat Yield Roundtable is tackling that gap so producers are accurately paid for true sellable yield. Current USDA yield grade equation often explains less than half of the real variation in red meat yield, which means premiums and discounts can miss the mark. New tools can fix it. 3D imaging shown it can account for over 90% of sellable yield. CT scans measure carcass composition with near lab accuracy, and even radar shows promise for predicting yield in live cattle. Finally, 30-year fixed rates ticked down to 6.3% from 6.34 one week ago and down from 6.32 a year ago. 15-year rates at 5.53, down from 5.55 last week, but still higher than a year ago, 5.41. It's Agriculture Today.
Attention seniors on Medicare and Medicaid, or receiving extra help for your prescription drugs. We have great news. You can change or enroll into a Medicare plan every 3 months if you qualify, all from the comfort and safety of your own home, over the phone. No one even needs to come to your home. And in minutes, we'll tell you all about some additional new Medicare benefits for you, like dental, vision, hearing, transportation, and more. Call us. We'll explain all your new Medicare benefits. Premiums are as low as $0 per month. Even if you are not paying anything for your coverage now, you need to call our licensed agents to review your plan. There are zero-cost plans available in some areas. Don't wait till next year. Get all the Medicare benefits you deserve. Call a licensed agent today.
800-793-1960. 800-793-1960. That's 800-793-1960. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The September Ag Economy Barometer from Purdue University and the CME Group was released last week, and the data showed a slight rise in farmer optimism from the month prior. But the details paint a slightly different picture. I'll be back with more after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Yes, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer report for September showed the headline index inching upward toward 126, just 1 point up from August. Now, a rise in the index indicates growing optimism, but when we dig deeper, the signs point to growing pressure on U.S. farms. Producers' assessments of current conditions slipped as that index dropped 7 points to 122. In contrast, farmers' future expectations climbed 5 points to 128. That suggests many farmers are feeling pinched today while still holding out hope for better days ahead. The timing of the survey, which was from September 15th through the 19th, did coincide directly with the USDA release of the September crop production and WASDE reports. Those estimates confirmed expectations of record-high corn and soybean yields, which in turn have cast a shadow on prices and farm margins. That weakness showed up in farm financial sentiment as well. The Farm Financial Performance Index slid to 88, down 3 points from August. Notably, this marks the third straight month producers expect their 2025 financial performance to be weaker than last year. Fewer farmers say now is a good time to make big investments. The Farm Capital Investment Index fell 8 points to 53. Still, policy expectations offer some anchor. A solid 71% of farmers said they believe the U.S. is, quote, headed in the right direction, which is nearly unchanged from recent surveys. However, confidence in tariffs as a long-term boon is fading. Just 51% now say that increased U.S. tariffs will strengthen agriculture over time, down from 63% in June. A strong majority of respondents think a program similar to the 2019 market facilitation program is likely or very likely if commodity prices continue to suffer. That reveals a clear farmer expectation that government support will once again act as a buffer in tough financial times. I'll have more when we come back.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Jeva Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Jeva or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Jeva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
The September Ag Economy Barometer delivers a story of tension. Pressure now, but hope for the months ahead. Farmers are coping with weak margins, cooling land value expectations, and uncertainty over trade policy. The industry's optimism hinges on federal policy, so time will tell if that optimism is well placed. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag Radio Net Farm News in just a moment. Farmers, we know you need a consistent year-round supply of quality bedding materials for your animals. At LVM Materials, we produce quality dry sawdust locally, then deliver it directly to your farm. Sound good? Let's talk. Phone 322-8878 or visit us online at lvmmaterials.com.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Grain storage and transportation logistics are being challenged this year, with a record or near-record harvest. Uneven export is poised to scramble that situation even more. The Mississippi and Missouri rivers are seeing less water, making a challenge for one of the biggest ways for grain to be moved in this country. The U.S. bracing for record grain harvest, totaling 21.5 billion bushels of corn, soybeans, and sorghum this fall, with the bumper crop arriving, with a period of heightened uncertainty around the future of U.S. trade relationships, low export market demand for U.S. soybeans especially, and depressed crop prices. Grain storage and transportation logistics are looking to be more complicated than usual. The new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange shows grain storage space extraordinarily tight this fall. Grain merchandisers are charging higher fees due to limited capacity and the strained infrastructure. Grain elevators stand to benefit from buying cheaper basis and capturing wider carries in the futures market. The profit opportunities not without risk. According to Tanner Emke, the grains and oilseeds economist with CoBank, the challenge for elevators will be prioritizing scarce grain storage. Among the top 12 corn-producing states, the U.S. is facing a 1.4 billion bushel shortage of grain storage this year, elevators relying more on bunkers and emergency storage like ground piles than they have in decades. This year's shortage stands in stark contrast to last year, when those areas had a combined 361 million bushel excess storage. Export volumes of corn and wheat have been exceptionally strong, but low prices, a weakening dollar, and favorable transportation costs bolstering the pace of those exports. Outstanding corn sales are actually up 94% year over year, with unshipped all wheat sales up 41%. But neither crop has been affected by the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and China. Soybean and grain sorghum export sales are lagging well behind prior years. The slow pace of soybean and grain sorghum exports might be a benefit to both corn and wheat. With elevators struggling with tight storage, they might prioritize corn and wheat over soybeans, with grain sorghum due to the more reliable export flows and lower risk associated with those two grains. Rail rate reductions have helped to spur some demand for U.S. commodities, especially corn and wheat to Mexico and others in the Gulf region, but the lack of an export bid for soybeans to the Pacific Northwest has caused companies to run limited programs to that region. Concern over new fees on Chinese-flagged vessels has also added some challenges there. But corn basis levels across the U.S. interior are weakening. Here on the East Coast, those numbers aren't as severe. Elevators with ample wheat bushels heading into fall are raising their storage rates, and there are opportunities for grain facilities to make more money than expected.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Oh, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha...
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
The beef industry looks forward to the pocket-sized booklet that helps cattle producers effectively and efficiently record their daily production efforts by simplifying record keeping, known as NCBA's Red Book. The 2026 Red Book is now available from NCBA. The pocket-sized booklet helps enhance profitability and reduce stress levels with an easy-to-use record keeping system. In addition to the beef quality assurance practices and proper injection technique information, the 2026 Red Book includes current information about judicious use of antibiotics in cattle, fitness for transport, and how to build biosecurity plan. Additional pages have been added to the updated version that'll provide plenty of room to record calving activity, herd health, pasture use, body condition, cattle treatment, AI breeding records, meaning artificial insemination, not artificial intelligence, and more. It also contains a calendar and notes section. Red Books can be purchased online at $8.25 a piece at ncba.org and look for the store. Shipping, customization, and adding company logos are available if you buy quantities of 100 or more. More information, you can contact the beef.org website. Red Books can be purchased online at ncba.org.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii.
If you operate heavy equipment for a living, you know downtime means you're not making money. That's when successful operators turn to Caledonia Diesel. Their team of techs has what it takes to keep your trucks, construction, or farm equipment on the job. Their 22 bays are fully equipped to handle everything from repairing or rebuilding engines, drivetrains, or suspensions. They can even do paint and body work, along with a huge in-stock parts department. Check it out online, CaledoniaDiesel.com, or stop in Simpson Road in Caledonia.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA. It's fall, and if your dairy herd is one of the thousands using Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N, in your ration, you have our sincere thanks for your trust in your business. If your nutritionist has not included Calmin in your dairy ration, encourage him or her to see if it's a great fit for you. It's natural from the sea and even has an organic certification. Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N, is a great choice. Ask us how it can work for you. Please find us on the web at feedworksusa.com and give us a call at 1-866-737-6273.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, backyard chickens have come a long ways over the past few years. In the past couple of generations, backyard chickens have gone from being part of what you might call a victory garden or just for practical use to being the trendy hobby in the 21st century. That's according to backyard poultry specialist Lisa Steele, who says chickens are especially well-suited to families with small kids.
You just get attached to them, and they're not difficult in a small flock. You get fresh eggs. They become pets, not really livestock anymore. So they've kind of elevated themselves and become part of a lot of American families.
She says, however, however, that backyard poultry enthusiasts should not only be aware, but should practice biosecurity to prevent avian flu.
Because if they do contract it, it's contagious. They can, you know, end up, you know, losing your entire flock. Having a covered run, not putting bird feeders near your chicken coop are probably the two best things you can do.
Steele is the author of three books on backyard poultry. She says for more information about raising birds, chickens, turkeys, or other backyard poultry, just call your local extension office.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
In Sweetwater, a college student teaches swimming at the Y.
In Woodsboro, an iron worker builds a home with Habitat for Humanity.
In Detroit, a dental hygienist helps clean up a state park.
In Seattle, a commercial fisherman joins the Naval Reserve.
People across America are giving back to their community and their country. The Naval Reserve is proud to include these individuals among our ranks. Together, we will build a better world. Call 1-800-USA-USNR or go to NavalReserve.com. Naval Reserve, stay strong.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit RedCross.org.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Bristol, Tennessee. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station Joy FM, FM 101.9 in beautiful Bristol, Tennessee. Our pearl of wisdom today comes from a church bulletin, and I'm going to read this word for word. It said, "Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. Bring your husbands." That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market and Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for October 13th. We had 89 cows, 90 calves, 4 Holstein feeders, 1 beef feeder, 4 bulls, and 3 lambs. Bob calves were 1 cent to $2. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $5 to $13. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $6.10 to $13.30. Beef cross heifer calves were $12 to $17.40. Beef cross bull calves were $12.40 to $17.60. The good cows today were $1.34 to $1.54. Lean cows were 2 cents to $1.34. The Holstein feeders were 70 cents to $1.80. The Holstein fats were $1.85 to $2.05. The beef feeder was $2.38. The bulls were $1.10 to $1.85. And the lambs were $2 to $2.20 a pound. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
The CJ Agribusiness Report. It's where producers and policymakers meet. Let's get an update from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
A series of cold fronts coming from the Pacific Ocean, traveling through the northern U.S. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The first two are already on the weather map, one inland across the northwest, a second cold front just offshore, and that's kind of the new seasonal pattern here setting up, pretty typical for late September, early October, to see these Pacific cold fronts start to march their way across the northern United States.
More similar systems are expected throughout the week.
Look for occasional scattered showers from the Pacific Northwest into the upper Midwest, not enough to really cause any significant fieldwork delays or general disruptions, but some of those areas, you have to remember, are extremely dry. That is particularly true across the interior northwest and really could use some moisture at this point for replenishing soil moisture ahead of the cold season.
And although cold fronts, most of North America is not expected to have cold outbreaks over the next 2 weeks due to current near to above normal temperatures. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Every June, we celebrate Dairy Month. But around here, every month is Dairy Month. When the CJ Agribusiness Report returns, we'll hear from Bill Baker, and Dairy Radio Now.
Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt has great deals on meat. Get 50 pounds or more of hamburg for just $3.99 a pound and whole tenderloins for $15.99, plus great deals on other meat, including buffalo, pork, goat, lamb, alpaca, and seven different types of sausage. Are you an avid hunter? Ivan and his team butcher deer and other hunted animals 7 days a week. Grizzly's is a USDA inspected butcher shop, butchering 5 days a week and offering so much more. Stop it at River Road and Hunt or call 476-2249 for Grizzly's Custom Cutting and Hunt. It's meat.
Hey, this is Lisa Stofan. Heard the Mark Patrick weight loss hypnosis hype? Well, I attended because my father stopped smoking with hypnosis. Hypnosis eliminated my desire for soda and fast food, made me want to exercise, and I lost 60 pounds in 6 months. My energy level exploded. I went to another session to deal with some other problem foods, and I lost another 10 pounds. In fact, I brought my husband. He lost weight. More important, cholesterol and blood pressure improved. My friend went, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 2 months. So does Mark Patrick hypnosis work? Oh yeah, it works. Nothing has changed my life more. Well, except maybe my husband. He's so proud of me. Makes me cry.
That is such a great story. And what are you waiting for? Join Mark Patrick's seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking. Guaranteed early bird special, only $49.99. That's right. Weight loss seminar, Wednesday, October 22nd at the Quality Inn & Suites, Palm Island in Batavia at 5:30 p.m. Registration, 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar, 8. Registration, 7:30 p.m. Sign up at markpatrickseminars.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Addressing scours and tips for debugging sick calves with Dr. Melissa Cantor of Precision Dairy Science at Penn State University. She has some tips on debugging sick calves when it comes to scours.
We know disease detection is important, most importantly for our baby calves. And when we think about replacement heifer selection in general, we're seeing much higher input costs. Dr. Paul Fricke said that in Wisconsin, $2,200 to raise that heifer from the baby calf phase all the way out to when she's calving and giving milk. So again, these animals are really expensive to raise, and if there's ways that we can really more efficiently manage scours to where we have less of it, I think it's going to be a better thing more in the long run for our farms, because again, we're more selective about which heifers we keep because they're so expensive to raise. And at the end of the day, we all just want to raise a really nice, healthy calf that becomes a productive cow. But as dairy farmers know, that's not reality. A lot of animals do get some sort of disease along the way. Management factors are something we can control. Everyone knows colostrum is the first step. Pretty much every farm I work with has a beautiful protocol on paper. They know Dr. Sandra Godden has done an excellent job getting the word out that it's got to be squeaky clean, it's got to be at least 10% body weight, we got to give it right away, but many farms are not testing their calves. So you might have a beautiful protocol on paper, but if you aren't actually taking serum on your baby calves, so again, that would be 24 hours after colostrum to about 3 to 4 or 5 days of age, that range, you have no idea if your protocol is being carried out by your staff. So the first and foremost step I tell people, if we're dealing with at least half of our calves getting scours in that first 3 weeks of life, check your colostrum protocol. Make sure things are tight and working the way they should be. Vets love to test calves for passive immunity. It's one of their favorite things to do, in my opinion. So have them pull some blood on your calves the next time they're doing a herd health check on you, those young, young calves, and check it. You can even check it yourself. You could leave these in the fridge overnight. That serum will separate naturally, and you can look at it through a Brix refractometer, the same thing we use to check colostrum quality. And over 8.2%, we know we're doing a good job. If a calf fails, she's 2 times more likely to die. And even if the calf survives, she's 80% more likely to require antibiotics at some point in that first 3 months of life. So again, these calves are costing us a lot of headaches and money. And of course, when we think about being stewards of good animal care, we really want to make sure our colostrum program is on track. Ventilation is more commonly discussed when we're talking about respiratory disease, and certainly that's true. But moisture is the number one enemy for our calves. So if we're trying to minimize scours, we got to get this environment for our calves nice and dry. I can't tell you how many times I've seen a facility doing such a stellar job pressure washing and cleaning everything out and removing all the bedding, and then they fail to dry out the surface. So again, it's really important to make sure that that's dry, because that is what kills crypto, drying the surface out.
Comments from Dr. Melissa Cantor from Penn State University on addressing scours and tips for debugging sick calves.
The most important thing for a calf dealing with scours is keeping her hydrated. It is fundamental to keeping that calf successful. And you might ask why. Calves can have a lot of complications from scours because of dehydration. They can actually have low blood sugar, where they literally become like a diabetic, where they become hypoglycemic. And these calves can head down a bad path in a very quick way, especially if milk is only coming twice a day like it is on most farms. So again, we've got to get fluids to those calves to get them back on track to make sure that they don't end up with low blood sugar and these other things. So electrolytes in between feedings is very, very important for these calves.
And that's Dr. Melissa Cantor, Assistant Professor, Precision Dairy Science at Penn State University, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Christopher Holton. It was a Saturday morning. Normally, I go for my normal walk.
With no warning, Chris suffered a near-fatal heart attack. Brian Buckley, a bystander, saw him collapse and perform CPR he learned from the American Heart Association, which saved Chris's life.
Looking at your hands, these two hands could save a life.
To learn more about how the American Heart Association helps save lives, go to helpheart.org.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes. Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout.
I'm John Clark for Feedworks USA. It's fall, and if your dairy herd is one of the thousands using Calamin, C-A-L-M-I-N, in your ration, you have our sincere thanks for your trust and your business. If your nutritionist has not included Calamin in your dairy ration, encourage him or her to see if it's a great fit for you. It's natural from the sea and even has an organic certification. Calamin, C-A-L-M-I-N, is a great choice. Ask us how it can work for you. Please find us on the web at FeedworksUSA.com or give us a call at 1-866-737-6233.
The dairy industry wants you to find out if you are dumber than a European. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. If you want your mind and body to be up to the task of running the farm, pay attention to what you eat. A proper diet goes a long way in helping to promote your physical and mental health. And it's not just what you eat, but also how much you eat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Food and Drug Administration allows plant-based beverage makers to use dairy terms on their products, even though it violates FDA rules. Frustrated with that, U.S. dairy folks came up with an online quiz called Are You Dumber Than a European? Alan Bierga is with the National Milk Producers Federation.
I'm married to a European, and we go to Europe like once a year and visit the in-laws. And whenever I go to a grocery store in Europe, I always check out where the plant-based beverages are because they're not treated the way they're treated in the U.S. They're put often in the health food section, but they're just not considered milk. And the reason for that is because the European Union has very strict rules that they do enforce about what milk is and what it isn't.
Bierga says European plant-based beverage labeling is more transparent to consumers.
One of the arguments we hear made is, well, we have to call it milk because if it isn't called milk, people won't know what it is or what to use it for. And that made me think, I go to Europe every year and I see these beverages in the stores and people do buy them and they seem to know what to use them for. Are we all dumber than Europeans? And hence was born the quiz.
Take the quiz at nmpf.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids. I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Marquardt Repair and Equipment Sales in Gainesville. They've got the latest Hunter full truck and trailer alignment machine. And Marquardt stocks a huge inventory of new tires with most major brands of commercial and ag tires. Stop in or call 493-5174. Let Marquardt help you get up and running. For today, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 65. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 42. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 54. Currently, in Warsaw, it's 52 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. Well, we're approaching another potential government shutdown. More after this.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
President Donald Trump scrapping a meeting with top congressional Democratic leaders to discuss government funding could lead to a government shutdown. Tanner Beamer's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Every year, Congress has to pass 12 appropriations bills to keep the government fully funded. In recent years, all those 12 bills kind of get strung together into one piece of what we call omnibus spending legislation. But typically, that has to happen every year by a September 30th deadline. This year is no different, and Congress is once again headed towards that September 30th deadline with only 3 out of those 12 bills passed by both the House and the Senate. And that's not altogether uncommon for us to be at this stage in the game, in these days anyway. A government shutdown at this juncture does not benefit anybody. You know, anytime we have a government shutdown, it tends to be a massive disruption, not just to the cattle sector, but to American business and just across the country. It's just not an ideal situation to find oneself in. It's entirely unnecessary, and that's why we're supportive of the CR. We have been also very supportive of previous continuing resolutions, and I think what makes this one so important is because, you know, the entirety of the fiscal year 2025 was funded under a continuing resolution from the previous year. We don't typically like to see CRs extended further than a couple months or weeks in Congress. This one is extending it to November 21st because congressional leadership in both chambers are very highly interested in passing full appropriations for the first time in over 18 months.
American Cattle News.
Whether you've got 100 acres to mow or just some brush out back, Shell Brush, who's boss? Wood's line of rotary cutters match a variety of tractors and applications so you can start clearing tall grass or tough brush right away with high lift blades and deeper decks for a better overall cut quality. You won't find any other rotary cutters that keep your land in line like Wood's. Stop in the Larry Romance and Son at Arcade, Sheridan, and Woodhall to find the right Wood's rotary cutter for your next job.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites
encourage corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
If you want to know how well a tractor tire is built, check the warranty to see how it's backed. That's when you'll learn that Firestone Farm Tires carry one of the best warranties in the business. Every tractor radio we build is backed by a full 2-year replacement warranty. A guarantee that's backed by a highly trained, certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer near you.
Whether you're looking for tires or in the field farm tire service, call Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Saddam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Friday, October the 10th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red 65.52, the Dow down 454.79, and NASDAQ in the red as well at 222.04. Bitcoin lower, gold higher, euro higher as well. As we go over to the energy's futures prices, crude oil West Texas Intermediate November in the red 58.66, December 58.24, and January lower as well 58.04. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower as well. Over to the grains futures prices. Starting corn December 5.25 down, 413 even. March 429 even, and May in the red as well, 438 even. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower. Wheat December contract 8 even down, 498.5. March 515.25, and May in the red as well, 527.25. Hard red winter wheat December 483 even, 6.75 down, March 504.5. Hard red spring wheat December 526.25, 7.5 lower, March in the red as well, 546.25. Over to the cotton, December contract 63 cents down at 63.84, March 65.60, and May in the red as well, 66.89. Finishing with the livestock and dairy futures, live cattle October 3.45 higher here at the end of the day at 238.47, December 242.52, and February 245.40. Feeder cattle, October 375.50, 147 higher. November higher as well, 375.90. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout lower, class 3 milk lower.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.